From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Yeah, we are Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Chris, Steve, and stakeholders, Big Blue Roundtable. Yep, yep. Chris, what's going on? How's everything?
Hey, man, ready to rock and roll. We are back again. Like we do every Thursday, where we talk about our team and we get excited about the prospects. So here we go again, Steve. Let's rock and roll, man. Let's do it.
Oh man, it's gonna be a fun time. We got our homework done. We got everything lined up, man. We have been waiting all spring for this day. All spring for this day. It's gonna be great, man.
In some way, shape, or form, we always talk about this. Giant fans always talk about what's about to happen. What could we do with this time and this turn? And what do you think we'll do in this round? And what we always say the same things, and now here's the moment. So, hey, if you're not tuned in, you are going to miss something. That's as best as I can say it. Let's do it. Let's do the duty.
I've been having my draft board ready for about a month and a half. And, you know, I've been tweaking it because different situations with trades and people being like ghosts, yada, yada, yada. But tonight, you're going to get the real deal from the stakeholders tonight because I'm sure everybody's been itching to put in their two cents on what the Giants should do based off the research and the homework each individual stakeholder has done to be prepared for this episode. This is not one of these episodes where you could just come on and ramble or you could just come on and just say what's on your mind. This is one of those episodes you had to pretty much be prepared for, not be a first round draft guru, not echo what you heard on television or from some writer. This is an episode you had to actually go out and really do some real research, real homework. And the what's and the whys and say what it is. You know what I'm saying? So
right, I know.
This is
that's exactly. I agree with that.
So
we're
going to save this apology. We're going to save this politely for those who are actually calling into the episode. We normally would have saved this 99% of the times because we love hearing from individual stakeholders. If you don't have your draft board ready tonight, you may want to hang up or you may want to hit that number one button and get off the queue. Because this is one of those episodes, we need players tonight. We need players. We need names. Names, Chris, we need names tonight. Names, players, and positions each round. Because as of right now, the Giants draft in the first two rounds, you got two thirds, a fourth, and a fifth. Nothing in the sixth and nothing in the seventh. So the stakeholders are going to paint a scenario. We're going to announce, we're going to do each round, each stakeholder, the who and what position. When we announce the draft pick, like we normally do, the draft, and then if there's any potential trades, you go that route. We could do that as well because this is all about what the stakeholders think they should do. So, Chris, before we go on, one more thing. We'll say this: the past episodes have been phenomenal this week, talking to baseball, talking to hockey, talking basketball. I won't get into all long-winded of what we said. You could just go back on bleedblueshow.com, the podcast tab, listen to all those episodes. Great, fun episodes. It's playoff times for two of the sports, the NHL, the NBA. Baseball's along the way, and I know you was on the Yankee episode, the baseball episode. So great episodes. Just go back in the archives and listen to that. Chris, I'm ready to rock and roll with this draft, man.
Hey, Steve, let me give you a little something, though, before we move on. I got to share something with you from down here in South Philly and all the rest of the stakeholders. So, you know, I've had a war for the last 18 years with everybody down here because, obviously, they're Philadelphia fans. You know, I used to think that Boston fans were mean and insensitive, but these cats are a different breed. Now, I was laughing because we do our shows. You know, we have some of the archives that every stakeholder and Frontliner would like to. I think you should check it out. All our archive shows. A couple of them are called the Diehard Fan, and we had a lot of different connotations: Diehard Fan, True Blue Fan, whatever. But I got a new one for you, Steve. How about the Thoroughly Confused fan, man? I got one for you bad, man, because let me tell you, about maybe 12 to 13 years ago, just about every so-called diehard sports fan in the Philadelphia area, basically because mostly because of their hatred of Iverson, gave up on the 76ers. They didn't want to have anything to do with them. It was out of sight and out of mind. They didn't want to talk about them. They didn't want to address anything about them, whether it be draft, coaching changes, whatever intangibles there are to an NBA basketball franchise in your general major area. They didn't want anything to do with these people. So they clung to their Eagles and their Flyers. And, of course, you know, the Phillies won championship about 10 years ago. So they, you know, they hang their hat on that. But with the Villanova all of a sudden heightening the interest in basketball in this region, all of a sudden now the old 76er fans are starting to talk a little devotion of the college game. You know, and it's kind of disingenuous when you hear them speak, too. Oh, I've been a fan a long time. Haven't been to a game in a while, but, you know, I've always kind of watched them, and I'm an ardent fan of the team. You know, they're just liars, right? So now, here come the 76ers. They won 17 in a row. They're the third seed in the conference. They are a completely new, revamped team. Okay, now these old fans that didn't want to speak about them, didn't want to address their achievements or accomplishments or anything that they've been doing lately, have been really, really reluctant to acknowledge their success. They're sort of like curious and trying to weave their way into the basketball fan conversation somehow, because with the Eagles already winning and the Villanova Wildcats already winning, they're like, okay, this could be the city of champions, but how do I come off as being a real 76er fan without being disingenuous or phony? And it's not working. So what they did was they hid behind this mask, right, where they have the Flyers or the winning, quote-unquote, I'm putting that in italics, team around here to cheer for as far as arena is concerned. That's the team you cheer for. The Flyers are going to do this, and the Flyers are going to do that, and the Flyers are going to go all the way and win the Stanley Cup. We're going to dethrone the Pittsburgh Penguins, and we're going to show what we're really made of, and this and this and this. So they were loud about this yesterday, real loud. Sports radio, mainstream media, everybody, all the media outlets were on it. They were just loud, loud, loud. So what happens? The Flyers go out there in the first game of their playoff against the world champion Pittsburgh Penguins, and they lay an egg. They freaking lose by a touchdown in hockey terms. They lost 7-0. They got their ass beat and pounded. Now, these fans that were so loud yesterday sounded everywhere, including the mainstream media, just like this. You can't hear a pin drop. The sports shows were canceled or postponed, or they played an old video, an all audio around here. You didn't hear any. You didn't see anything on local TV news. You didn't hear nothing. It was die-hardly quiet and corny. So I'm gonna tell you this: it really feels good, and I'm gonna aim this at Robbie later on when I hear from him. It really feels good to be a New York anything fan, and I'm going to tell you why. Because ride or die is what we do, particularly with this particular team we're going to talk about tonight in their draft. And we don't really turncoat. When we down, we're down together. When we rise up and we are killing with slaying teams, we're slaying them together. That's the way you're supposed to do it. You don't abandon anybody. These folks here, these ain't real fans. I just said it. And anybody in the airwaves that is cheering for these teams, yes, I'm talking about you too. Just needed to get it out here on the Bleed Blue Show, where we keep it real all the time. 929-477-4171. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, let's get into this roll call, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the stakeholder mock draft here on the Bleed Blue Show. We're going to go through every pick by every stakeholder each round. But first, before we do all that, let's bring on the stakeholders themselves. Let's start with At Everything NYG. That would be Robbie. Quick introduction time. Robbie, what's going on? Say hello to the people. I tell everybody how excited, if maybe you're not excited for this stakeholder mock draft part one.
Robbie, mute button. Okay.
All right, my bad, my bad.
There he is.
Yo, hey, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm very much looking forward to doing what I do, and that's create controversy. I think a lot of people aren't going to like some of my picks, and I'm excited for it. Let's do it.
Let's go.
You know what? It's all about respect, man. It's all about you did the homework. You believe what you believe in, and you put it out there on the table for people to hear, man. That's what it's about.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. I'm looking forward to it, boys. Let's get it.
All right.
Hold off on Robbie. Let's go to the Big Blue crew of Atlanta. That will be Sarge. Mm-hmm. Introduction time. I know Sarge got his draft table ready to rock and roll. Sarge, what's going on? How you doing?
What's up, Sarge?
What up? What up?
Ready,
yeah, man. It's been, as you said earlier, Steve, tweaking, rethinking, looking at some strong stuff. So, yeah, I'm pumped about it. I know if I could be sitting next to Gettleman, I think I would get a couple of these in.
I like that.
Right on.
All right. That's too cool. All right, Sarge.
Sarge, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to KGYR's finest. That would be Ray. Introduction time, Ray. What's going on? How you doing? I know he's ready for his draft.
Man, listen, I'm gonna be like I'll be on some Mel Kiper. I'm gonna be better than Mel Kiper tonight. That's all I got, man.
I love it, my boy, right there. All right, let's rock and roll, Steve. I mean, you know, look, we got.
And by the way, one more. I gotta say one more. The Worm has inboxed his mock draft to the Bleed Blue Show.
Okay.
So what we'll do is, when it gets to his turn, I will read on his behalf. By the way, so let's go ahead and do this, Chris. Let's start with round one, man. We go start in the order that they call, and we can go right down. And now, like you said, if you have a situation, a proposition that you would like to inquire, i.e. like trades, definitely announce it before we make those picks, okay?
That's right.
So, Chris, go ahead and fire away as far as the first pick. Let people know where we're picking in each round, and I'll go ahead and announce the pick, and we'll go to that stakeholder.
Okay. Well, what we got is these are your six picks, ladies and gentlemen. Your first round pick is the second. Okay, let's do it this way. All right. We've got 6 picks in this draft. They are the second, the 34th. We've got 2 in the third, the 66th and the 69th. We've got the 108th. That's the fourth round. Am I right? Yeah. And then the fifth round, we've got the 139th. All right, that's it. There's your six picks, and I guess we're gonna start off our mock draft with the second pick in the 2018 NFL draft, and we're gonna start off with Robbie at Everything NYG. Can we do that?
All right, let's do it,
Robbie.
All right, boys, with the second pick in the 2018 NFL draft, the New York Giants select Baker Mayfield, quarterback, Oklahoma. This is not going to be the pick. I know that. This is based off my opinion.
Keep going.
Yeah. That's my pick. That's been my guy for a couple years, man. You know, I can only say it enough. This is betting on a guy that's betting on himself. He's proven himself. He's won every single award you can win, from first team to second team to Manning Awards. To the Heisman Trophy, the big games. He came in with no scholarship. He transferred schools. He scratched and clawed his whole collegiate career. And then everyone told him he was too small. Everyone told him he's Johnny Manziel. He went out to the Senior Bowl. He went out to the Combine. He slung it like I knew he would, and he boosted his way up into the top 5, top 10 projections. So you bet on Baker Mayfield. I don't want to hear about his height. Look at Drew Brees. Look at Russell. You bet on Baker Mayfield. You get your quarterback of the future. You let him live with Odell Beckham. Let them shine together, and you got yourself a new superstar combo. I'm taking Baker Mayfield.
Beautiful, beautiful. Robbie at Everything NYG, Steve. Okay.
All right.
We got to move down the line, or how you want to work this?
Let's go right down the line, man. That's all right. That's Robbie. So go ahead and do an announce the pick one more time for Sarge, okay?
Okay, Sarge, with the second pick in the draft of the 2018 NFL draft, Sarge, you are selecting?
I am selecting out of the University of Wyoming, Josh Allen.
Okay.
Simply put, watching him over these last few years, his stats have gone up. His best actual year was his sophomore year when he threw for 3,200 yards. And 28 completions. Granted, he did throw 16 picks, but I tell you, watching this guy move, I'm not a big combine kind of guy, but I am one to where the field speaks for itself. Watching this young man throw on the move was amazing. Everyone has talked about us having a mobile quarterback at 6'5", 240. Watching him move is amazing. Again, he's been compared to Carson Wentz. Granted, he only threw for 1,800 yards his junior year, but we know he did have a broken collarbone, which is something that some scouts may frown upon, but I guarantee you I don't think it will affect him long term. And the only other thing that I looked at for him, granted, Wyoming is not a big-name school, but when I tell you watching this young man move through film was something to look at. Again, granted, as well, his completion rating was only at a 53 in his junior year. But I believe he definitely can make a mark for us, especially knowing that in 2 to 3 years, Eli Manning will have to move on regardless of what we want as Giants fans. And that's all I got.
Wow, that's a spirited pick right there. All right. My man, that's ours, everybody. Big Blue Crew of Atlanta. Ray, my man Ray,
nope.
With the second pick of the 2018 NFL draft, you are selecting
Saquon Barkley out of state, Penn State.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. This guy, we got Shermer, offensive guru. He said that Eli got a couple years left. That's cool. We got Webb. We don't need to draft a quarterback that high because we got Webb, and I'm not giving up on Webb yet. Saquon Barkley, we'll plug him in the offense. Shermer is the type that likes to throw it in the backfield, throw passes to the running back. This guy could be the perfect fit to our already explosive. We put him, you add him to our offense, it's going to be explosive. And with our fixed offensive line, yeah, we're ready to go. That's all I got.
Got it. Continuing on with the second pick of the 2018 NFL draft, I am selecting Saquon Barkley, Penn State. I really don't believe why I have to explain that. This is a natural once-in-a-lifetime kind of player. His running skills off the charts. He's fast to hit the hole. He's got the kind of rare acceleration downfield that you don't find anymore. His game-breaking speed is incredible. He's got great footwork. His balance to cut around defenders and all of that, and maintain his foot. And after that, after he initiates contact, that's Tony Dorsett-ish, if you ask me. Maybe even Barry Sanders, okay? There's plays where, you know, you should swear this guy. His instincts make him seem like he has eyes in the back of his head. This kind of thing works well in this area for this team, for this franchise. I know normally I'm the first guy to tell you, hey, don't go for, you know, best play available type of stuff. But this is kind of unmistakable here. You can't mess this up. And I have to go with my first pick of this draft, Steve Azul, with the second pick of the draft, overall draft, Saquon Barkley, Penn State. Steve Azul.
Yep. Before I go, we got to move on.
What you got for everybody else? Stakeholders first.
We got to get to the Worms pick. All right.
Yeah, where's Worms pick?
So
yeah.
So let me get that out. So Worm actually has a trade on the table. Okay. He has a trade on the table. And I apologize for not having that ready, but I had it. So he said, okay, here's the situation, all right? I guess whatever his situation, I'm just assuming what his logic. Okay. So the Giants give up number two with the Buffalo Bills, okay? They get, in exchange for the Buffalo Bills, they get the number 12 pick, the number 22 pick, the number 56 pick, and the number 65 pick. You all right? So the Giant, he trades out of number two with the Buffalo Bills and gets 12, 22, 56, and 65. All right?
So that's four for one.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's what I'll say. So when we get to his pick at number 12, because obviously it's after number two, so let me get to my pick first. Then we'll move on to number 12, okay? On his behalf.
Okay, let's do that.
So, my we'll go ahead and make the announcement.
With the second pick in the NFL, in 2018 NFL draft, Steve Azul selects.
Oh, no question, Saquon Barkley, the best player in the 2018 NFL draft. If you watch college football like I do, every Saturday, Penn State. He comes into this offense. It's really hard to not pass up on him. He is by far the best player in the draft. He didn't even move.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, I did a lot of moving, maneuvering on my draft board in 2 months. He didn't move at all. All right? He stayed. He was in pen, permanent marker, Sharpie. He's not going nowhere as far as best player in the draft. I understand the argument as far as getting rid of Reese Overhead, for instance, you know, a lot of people say they don't believe in Davis Webb. That was a Reese pick. He should have never went and got that. Well, the Barkley factor is a domino effect. As deficient as the offensive line for the New York Giants is, as is right now, he, as in Saquon Barkley, upon health, because he's got to stay healthy, you know, he's going to, and hopefully he will, if we draft him at number two, he's going to immensely help that offense in so many ways than one that with Pat Shurmur running that thing. So you're talking about adding Nate Solder to the offensive line, Omame from the Jaguars. You move Eric Flowers over to the right. Brett Jones stays at center. You can find an offensive lineman later down in the draft or in free agency or even undrafted draft picks. Saquon Barkley helps the pass game. He helps the short offense. He helps the check down game. He can go out and he can run seam routes. He is Gale Sayers 2.0. He's probably the great grandson of Gale Sayers on that type of level. He is a mix somewhere in between power, Ezekiel Elliott with power, shiftiness with Barry Sanders, and just a galloping speed of a Gale Sayers. You cannot pass up on that. So with my pick, Saquon Barkley, number two. And let me go to Worm's pick on behalf of him. He is going with Davenport from University of San Antonio, USTA. So he's going with Davenport at number 12.
Good
pick. All right? He's going with Davenport, all right? So and also number 22, he's going with the linebacker from the U, all right? That would be Joe Jackson from the University of Miami Hurricane. So his two first-round draft picks at 12 and 22, Davenport and Joe Jackson. So let's continue the show on.
All right, continuing the show. Let's go. Let's go to the second round. The 34th pick player picked in the NFL draft of 2018, and Robbie, you are on the board at Everything NYG.
Yeah. Yeah, this one, I don't, you know, earlier in the combine, I mean, earlier before the combine and the Senior Bowl and stuff like that, when I met a lot of these guys that I'm picking, a lot of things go into my picks, familiarity, like I said, I met Baker, I met a lot of my guys. I think this guy, I think he shot up draft boards. I can see him going as early as 31 to the Patriots, 32 to the Eagles. But my pick here, round two, it's definitely going to be Will Hernandez, offensive guard out of UTEP. This guy is an absolute mauler. I mean, I watched this guy play. I talked to the guy. I even brought up the idea of New York to him. And then same as Baker Mayfield, obviously they're going to be excited. But this guy especially, he looked you in the eyes, said, I'd love to come help that team. He sees the gaps. He sees the holes. I watched this guy absolutely run guys over that are 300 pounds, like they're standing still. He takes you, picks you up, and throws you, and then go get your buddy as well. He is a freak of nature, very young. Yeah, I promise you, bro. He'll pick you up, throw you, and then go get your defensive tackle. He's a problem. So you put this guy in, you plug him in at offensive guard, he's going to clear the holes. So if you do want to get someone like Barkley, which, by the way, I'm all on with. I have nothing. I love Barkley. He was seen wearing a Giants hoodie today at a barbershop, by the way. So you take him, you clear the holes for him with Will, or you take someone like Baker or Allen, something like that. Baker's my choice, and he helps protect them. So Will Hernandez here, hands down, if he's there, even if he's there at the start of round two, you trade one up with the Browns and you get him. You do not let him pass you.
That's my man, Robbie, at everything NYG, actually. Wow. All right. Moving right along. Sarge, with the 34th selection in the second round of the 2018 NFL Draft, you have selected?
I have selected Chukwuma Okafor. Again, I brought him up a couple of weeks ago, offensive tackle out of Western Michigan. Granted, it is 34. Some might think that is pretty high because looking at the draft board, they did have him slightly lower. But the reason why I like this kid is a couple of reasons. One, 6'6", 320. He has quick feet. Started 3 years for Western Michigan. And the great thing about this guy, he's versatile. The first 2 years, he played right tackle. The second 2 years, he played left tackle, where he ended up being All-MAC for those last 2 years. The kid's only 20 years old, okay? 20 years old. The one exception that they have about him, and they talked about in looking at the film somewhat, is that he's not that aggressive. And that's something that I definitely know we need. But I believe the only reason why he's not as aggressive as they want him to be, he's only 20. So this kid can only get better. And the fact that he played both sides on the line is definitely a plus. Playing right tackle and being able to switch over to left tackle and be just as good is something that I think we can use in this new offensive line that Gettleman is putting together. So that was my main reason, is because this kid is versatile and he's definitely shown that he can play on both sides, at right tackle and left tackle. So that would be my pick at number 34, Chukwuma Okafor. They really call him Chuck.
Wow, I'm a little surprised because I had him projected 4-6, but that's okay. That's not a smash on him. It's just that a little surprise you said it. Okay. Wow. Go ahead, Sar. All right, moving right along. Moving right along. Ray, with the 34th selection in the second round of the 2018 NFL Draft, you have?
I have Isaiah Wynn out of the University of Georgia.
Uh-oh.
And let me tell you why. Because I know Will Hernandez, I'll be shocked to be in the second round. But this kid is versatile. He's a good blocker. He does need a little bit of footwork, improve on his footwork a little bit. But he can play guard. He can play center. He can play offensive. You can move him anywhere. So if there's an injury occurs, God forbid, you can plug him anywhere and he can play. So that's why I like this kid. I seen films. I think you plug him in there right away. I think he could be a good asset for us Giants fans, you know? So that's what I got.
That's what you got. So that's with the 34th pick in the second round, that's your pick. Will Fernandez. Got it.
No, right. Isaiah Wynn.
No, I was trying to be facetious, bro.
Oh, my bad.
Based on what we talked about before, let me tell you, that is my selection. I'm picking Will Fernandez too, Rob. And it moved from Isaiah Wynn, but once I saw the tape on Will Hernandez, and I saw him at the combine, man, with that fast ass 40-yard dash, man, I said, oh no, now. What I said on the last week's show is he's, like, real strong at the point of attack. He's got that heavy base, you know, and what happens is these so-called intangible people, they're always going to talk about, well, you know, he could work on his pass protection because he could have issues with defensive players that have a lot of speed and length. Let me tell you something. You can't teach heart. And, man, Those cats, he has. Look, let me just say this: he has the potential to improve in those that situation, and he can become a force in this league as a starting guard. He probably fit best in a power man scheme rather than his own. Look, this is a real cat. He's a bulldozer in the ground game. He will knock your ass over, man. Push the defenders out of the gaps. He's strong. He's hard. He's relentless. And despite his college background, which is not his fault, he went to El Paso where they just didn't seem to want to win. This is a diamond in the rough, man. That can't be. You can't pass on him. He's not going to let everybody. The secret's out now. He's not going to last the third round. And this is a need that we need to address quickly. So he's also passed Quentin Nelson on a lot of draft boards. So we got to go for him. So that's my selection. Steve Azul with the number 34 pick in the 2018 NFL draft. You have selected.
No, I'm going for Worm first. Worm's pick.
Oh, that's right. Worm go to has, Worm first.
Worm has selected Will Hernandez, UTEP, University of Texas, El
wow,
Paso.
What a pick. Must be pretty popular there.
Uh-huh.
He needs to be there. All right, good point. Good point.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, hey. There's no argument for me. That's my cat as well. Go ahead, Steve. Your selection.
You going to make the announcement? You going to make the announcement?
I thought I did. Let's try it again. Da-da-da-da. With the 34th pick in the 2018 NFL draft, Steve Azul has selected.
Will Hernandez, man. You check. I'm 34 on my board, too, man. Now, I'll say it like this. Because we had a slight dialogue last week, all right?
Yeah.
Because do I go for a cornerback, is day one mm-hmm. started right away, or do I go for the mauler? And I was trying to look at the logic of a Dave Gettleman. Now, don't get me wrong. Next week when we do this draft again, this mock draft, this is actually about what the stakeholders do this week. This is all about us, the stakeholders, the actual everyday Giants fan. Next week is about actually what you think the team's actually going to do. So we're going to readdress this with the team next week. But anyway, I can't pass up on Will Hernandez, man. I mean, he was high on my board, and I'm hoping he falls to the second round. I hope he does. It was between, like you said last week, Dante Jackson and Will Hernandez, man. He addresses immediate need. If you put Saquon Barkley or even the other running backs, you could put in Jonathan Stewart and short yardage running. He and do some counters and. But Saquon Barkley in particular, let's say 75% of the snaps, you're running behind that guy, or you could pull and put Omame and Solder. You could get real creative in the run game to set up that play-action pass. I think Pat Shurmur and Dave Gettleman are on the same page when they're looking at this offensive lineman. I think Robbie has said Hernandez. I've been on Hernandez's board for months. As you guys already were, Worm has said it. Chris, you have said it. I'm going offensive line, putting them in that guard. Day one started right away. Build up the offensive line again for the Big Blue Giants.
That's right. He's a lock. He's an immediate starter, by the way, no doubt about it. So, we got the third round pick coming, number 66. We're gonna start off here with Robbie at Everything NYG. Robbie, with the 66th pick in the 2018 NFL draft, you have selected.
This one's going to surprise a lot of people. I don't think a lot of people are going to be too big on this guy's name. I'm selecting, I know, like I said, it's going to be surprising. I'm going to take Anthony Averett, cornerback out of Alabama. This guy right here, in every way, shape, and form, compared to Tre'Davious White coming out of college. Very similar player, very, very similar style. I just feel like we need help in that aspect, especially after losing BRC. So you bring in Averett. I think he's very versatile. He needs to put on weight, but he runs a 4.36. His coverage skills are just like White, like I said. So everything about that screen, something I'm interested in. So very nasty player. He comes from Alabama, and history repeats itself. Like Landon Collins, they treat their DBs as linebackers. and they make them smack each other. So he'd be a guy that would come in there and do exactly what Eli Apple was supposed to do and what he was supposed to be. So Anthony Averett, man, I think that that would just be a great add, and I think this will be another strong cornerback class like last year, and I think he's going to be one of the silver linings of it. So third round here, I don't think he'll make it to the third round. If he does, it'll be right out of the gates like we are. So Anthony Averett here for sure.
Anthony Averett. The thing about picking third round on is everyone surprises you with their selections, and I like that. This is where it gets really, really interesting. Thank you. At Everything NYG, Robbie himself. Sarge, with pick number 66 in the third round of the 2018 NFL Draft, you have selected?
I have selected, out of the University of Miami, Chad Thomas. Okay. Not sure if he will still even be on the board. This kid, another one, huge, 6'6", 275. Watching him play out of the ACC was amazing. I was able to watch him play because we're down here, and then also to look at his film. This kid plays straight violent. There's no other way to look at it. He can definitely replace JPP. Granted, University of Miami plays in a 4-3, but I think with his size and ability, he would easily be able to either move to that stand-up or play that outside linebacker position just because he seems to be that versatile. Tell you, the kid seemed very hungry. His senior year, he had 41 tackles and 12 and a half for losses. Like I said, he's a motor. I mean, just get after it, get after it, get after it. Like I said, not sure if he'll even be on the board at 66. That's how confident I think this kid is. But, yeah, Chad Thompson out of the University of Miami.
Chad Thompson, let it be noted, Sarge has said, hey, Chad Thompson will be pick number 66 in round three. Ray, same round, pick number 66.
Pick number 66, I got Lorenzo Carter, 3-4 outside linebacker out of University of Georgia. This kid, he's a little undersized for a defensive end. He's more of an offense, outside linebacker. He does need improvement on pass rushing and pass coverage, but with the right proper teaching, he can actually be pretty good for us because we do need more outside linebackers, especially if we're going into 3-4 scheme. So, yeah, that's right. Why I picked him.
Right. Got you. That's Ray. And, you know, that kid is super fast too, Ray. That's another.
Yeah, he is.
He's pretty quick. Wow. Okay, that's Ray's pick. Steve Azul with the number 66 pick in the third round. I'm going to go ahead and pick somebody.
You're up next.
I know. I'm getting ready to do that. I'll pick me. I'm going to pick my pick. I'm going to go ahead and pick Darius Leonard. An inside linebacker, outside linebacker kind type of guy, versatile cat, out of South Carolina State. All right. He has immediate NFL size, and he dominated everybody at that level of competition. Okay, everybody's going to say, well, who did they play? At that level of competition, he dominated. Okay, and also he was impressive. He took that talent. He was impressive. Everybody saw the Senior Bowl. Well, he showed that pass coverage ability and while he was doing that sideline to sideline ground game thing and smacking everybody side to head. He always has this knack, though, of making these plays behind the line of scrimmage, and that's the kind of catch you want. You want somebody explosive that way. He led the team in tackles. You know, he had about 10 sacks last year. From the fall to the end, he was there. He produced a lot for that defense, and that's the kind of explosive player that we need. That's the kind of diamond in the rough that we need, and also he's pretty quick too. At the combine, he did a 4.68, which I think is pretty decent, man, for somebody as big as he is. So I got to go with this guy, and these are the kind of guys that Gettleman falls in love with. Not quite under the radar, but close enough to where you can see that raw talent that can enhance the ability of your defense to prosper. So I'm going to go with Darius Leonard from South Carolina State. All right, what's Worm's pick? If you got it,
actually,
what you got?
I got to go back to the second round for Worm because he made the trade for the Buffalo Bills, so he actually had two picks in the second round. So his second pick in the second round. He went with number 56, Rashad Penny, running back from San Diego State University.
Wow. And a good running back, by the way. Okay.
And a very good running back. Now, here's the curveball, because he says that they made the trade with the Buffalo Bills, and we're already at number 66, so the Giants will actually, in his situation, will have a number 65 pick. So he has a 65 and a 66 on the table. So his 65 number pick, you're going to love this one, Chris. Kevin Tolliver, the cornerback from LSU, is a 65 pick.
Really? Really? Oh, man. Okay. Right. That's...
And then... And here we go. And for his actual number 66 pick, he went with Auden Tate from FSU. He went from Auden Tate from FSU with his actual number 66 pick. All right. So can you make the announcement, please, sir, for your
with pick number 66 in the 2018 NFL Big Bleed Blue Draft, Steve Azu selects
R.J. McIntosh, defensive end, University of Miami. God, we need a pass rusher in the worst way. Let him fall into our lap at number 6. Let him fall into our lap at number 66. R.J. McIntosh, is this
R.J. McIntosh?
66. We will get the pass rusher to replace J.P.P., a traditional 3-4 defensive end. I'm going with R.J. McIntosh at 66. So let's go back to Robbie for his number 69 pick in the third round. We're going to number 69 right now, the second pick in the third round. And matter of fact, if remember, stakeholders, if you have any trades in this draft, please announce it so Chris, the commissioner, can read it off.
Okay, with the with Team At Everything NYG, with this, thank you. With the 69th pick of the 2018 NFL draft, Robbie selects.
Definitely taking Rashad Penny right here, man. Running back, San Diego State. He beat me to it. Warren beat me to it. Averett and Penny. I only put Averett above Penny because I know Averett probably won't even be there in the third round, let alone, at that point. So I put him slightly above Penny, but another guy. Penny's another guy I watched at the Senior Bowl. I watched him a little bit in college when he was coming out, when I started to hear his name and stuff, but no one really watched, the games. Don't even lie to yourself. But, when he was starting to come out, I watched, things on him and things like that, and now I've just definitely developed my on him and developed. I love his running style. I watched him, again, bulldoze people all over the field, and I watched his breakaway speed. He had an 80-plus yard touchdown in the Senior Bowl. That's the best senior players in the nation. He carries himself really well. He's a really energetic guy. Seems like a really fun guy. That was one of them. I didn't get to talk to him, but really fun, energetic guy on the field, running around, jumping around. And then his stamina was there too. After that run, I watched him come back on the sidelines. He wasn't even breathing hard, and we all said it in the stands. We were like, "Is he good?" And he's just laughing, running around. I mean, the guy just ran an 80-yard touchdown. So his stamina is there. His size is pretty good for what it's worth. He can catch out of the backfield. Needs to be worked on a little bit. It's not Barkley level, obviously, but it needs to be worked on. I'm rambling a little bit. Overall, I think that this guy is going to be a top six running back in this draft production-wise. I do think he'll be a three-down back. Like I said, that stamina is what makes me believe that. And I like his combination of speed, power, quickness, elusiveness, and catching ability. So he even plays special teams really well. So for me, if he's here at this point, just like Hernandez, this is a can't-miss guy for me.
Bam. Bam. Rashad Penny. That was Robbie at Everything NYG. Okay. With the, where are we? With the 69th pick in the third round, Sarge. With the 69th pick in the 2018 NFL draft, you have selected
another dark horse, Tavarius McFadden out of the University of Florida State, cornerback. The kid plays
lights out on the hip, 6'2", 200 pounds. Another kid in the ACC, because we get the opportunity to watch them. Granted, they did not have the best record, but watching this kid was amazing. Had a great sophomore year. He's coming out early, of course, underclassman. He had 8 picks his sophomore year. His junior year, I doubt they even really went back to him because he was that dangerous. This kid gets his head around quicker than most, something that we definitely did not have with Eli Apple. I would hope that we could get a kid like this. When I tell you, if you watch the film, this kid knew the ball was coming before the ball was there. Definitely could read well. The only con with him, unfortunately, similar to Anthony Averett, which I took off my board, not the greatest tackler. And we definitely need that. But like I said, as far as a ball hawk looking for the ball, this kid will get after it. So with my 69th pick, it would be Tavarius McFadden, cornerback out of Florida State University.
And you know what? You know what? They dogged him out because he had a slow 40 time at the combine. Let me tell you something. He is a diamond in the rough, for real, Sarge. He is something else. I see them break up a lot of passes too, man, throughout the season.
I'm not a big combine guy. I mean, there's guys that put up big numbers in the combine and then get on the field and they're garbage. So I'm not a real big over the top combine. So,
but I like his athleticism, is what I'm saying. I think he has the good.
Yeah.
And I think he can rock and roll. So good pick. Good pick there. All right. Ray, my man, with the 69th pick in the third round of the end of 2018 NFL draft, you have selected
Shareem Green out of USC. He's a 3-4 defensive end. He can get to the quarterback. He has strength. Never gives up on plays. He just needs to bulk up a little bit, but that could be the guy. If we don't get a defensive end in the early round, that could be the guy that can replace. I feel like could play JPP.
Wow, is he that good?
Yeah, wow. I mean, yeah, he is. He just needs to bulk up a little bit, but I think he can do it with the right coaching.
Okay. Okay, Brother Worm.
But before we move on to Worm, Chris, to back up Ray's point, because that's the guy I brought up last week. He's a very interchangeable tackle, defensive end. He can move around on your defensive line. He's probably going to play DN in the NFL. You know, I think he's too small to be a nose. So they're going to probably utilize his speed, his power. He's a disruptor. He's an animal, man. A certified animal in that backfield. Tackles for losses. Hits, hurries. He'll get to the quarterback. He'll get you some sacks as well from USC, man.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Worm.
What's up? How you doing?
Thank you, Worm. You're up, man.
Thanks.
You're picking you have the your number 69 in the third round, the number 69 pick of the 2018 NFL draft.
Oh, sorry for being late.
That's okay.
But thanks for coming for me.
You got it. Okay. Steve, thanks.
I'm going Rasheen Green, DN / D tackle out of USC. Quick off the ball. Good edge rusher. You can slide him inside. You can, you know, to D tackle. You can play him at end. Very versatile player. Violent hands. And, you know, with the right coaching, he can be a force in the NFL. He's one of the value picks that I have, you know, in the mid to late rounds.
Cool.
So I'm going to take him out of USC.
Out of USC. Great school. Great program. That's Worm's pick. Myself, Steve Azul with the 69th pick of the 2018 NFL draft. I'm going to go ahead and pick Tyquan Lewis, who's the defensive end out of Ohio State, which is sort of like a dark horse, kind of like a curveball pick at the same time, even though he's from that program. And the reason for that is that he had that rotation that was going around. You had San Hubbard. You had Joey Bosa's brother, Nick. He had that rotation. So you saw him, but you didn't see him. But every time you saw him, You know, he was solid. You know, he was he's not a spectacular player. He's one of these sub-package guys that kind of gets the job done. He always, you know, he's – I think he's the best fit for the New York Giants. You know, with his skill set, you know, he's the type of guy that would for what Bettinger wants to do, you know, with his packages and everything, you know, with the drop down from, you know, from the defensive end to offensive line packages. I think he'd be a great fit for us, man, because he gives you multiple effort each and every time. So, and also he's from a program where he won. He knows how to do this. So I'm gonna go ahead and put him in there because I think he looks cool. So with the third round, number 69 pick of the 2018 NFL Draft, Steve Azul selects
J.C. Jackson, cornerback, from Louisville. I like him. You guys know I like J.C. Jackson. I hinted at him. I think this is where the Giants go away from trying to get choir boys and get away from the studious. J.C. Jackson is a baller, man. J.C. Jackson, he's a guy who can cover. He's athletic as heck. He had a good Senior Bowl. He's very good with his technique, his feet. If you watch his tape, he doesn't have stiff hips, so he's reactionary to the football. He'll chase it down. I think he could be coached up to even be a day one starter if he has a good camp. But that remains to be seen with the defensive coordinator James Betcher. But I thought he's very, very fast, and we need fast cornerbacks. If you could pair him up with a Janoris Jenkins on one island and then on the other, then have J.C. Jackson on the other. We didn't get to see him in the combine. I don't remember seeing him in the combine, but I wish I did, man, because he's very solid, and he comes with a little bit of baggage, and I hate that. I think Taylor is going to go away from that. But let me say this, man. If we can land a J.C. Jackson, a cornerback, I think he's the right value at that time, especially knowing we have two third-rounders, get two defensive players, sure up that defense.
Mm-hmm.
And according to my draft, I already have the linemen, so I'm going with a J.C. Jackson from Maryland. I said Louisville before. I meant Maryland.
Yeah,
it's your school,
Maryland. Yeah, my school. Yeah.
Terrapins. Terrapins.
Yeah. He has the physical talent to play, man. Okay. He's got it. He's got it. What's scaring people away is his off the field concerns, but I think he can settle down and get straight. He's okay. He breaks up a lot. He's aggressive too, so he'll be fine.
I love it.
I'm fine.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
J.C. Jackson, from Maryland.
Of course, I'm a little biased, but that's fine enough. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna move on to round four and the 108th pick of the NFL 2018 NFL Draft, and at everything. NYG is going to select that pick right now. Round four, number 108, Robbie.
Yeah, right here, most definitely. I'm going to go back to the offensive line. I'm taking Austin Corbett, offensive tackle / guard out of Nevada. Another guy that impressed me and a lot of people, everyone, at the Senior Bowl. Man, I can't talk much about – I cannot say enough about the Senior Bowl, man. Y'all got to make the trip. It's incredible. Anyway, so this guy was a guy that stood out in the practices and the games on the sidelines. Just he has a really big size, but he's fit. You know what I mean? Like, he's a big boy. He runs fast. He had a good 40 time. He's a guy that you can slip in between a tackle or guard, likely guard in the NFL. So if they were to take someone like Hernandez in round two, I wouldn't see this pick. But going off of my draft board, what I have here, I'm taking Corbett here. Like, I don't know who it was before saying it, but versatility is really good, man. You know, you have a tackle injury, you put him there. You have a guard injury, you put him there. A big body, he's a little bit raw, needs a little bit of help. I don't think he'll be an instant plug and play. And if he was, he's not going to blow up the stat sheet right away. He's not going to blow up the Pro Football Focus. But a good enough player to definitely be around for steel. I see a lot of a young, very young Zach Martin in this guy. But like I said, raw, needs to be polished. But very good, very good high up in the class. Hard to say anything else. I see a lot in this guy, and I saw a lot in him with my own eyes. So definitely worth a look for sure. This is my pick there.
All right. Perfect. All right. That's Robbie at Everything NYG. Sarge, with the 108th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, you select.
Another one. Out of Oregon State University, Ryan Nall, running back. When I tell you this kid is built like Brandon Jacobs, you would not believe.
Oh,
6'3", 232 pounds. Beast.
Woo!
Everybody else is on this kick about the running back game. There are more running backs than you could shake a stick at in this draft. When you watch this kid run out of Oregon State, he is a monster. Again, he runs similar to Brandon Jacobs. He will blow you up. At 6'3", 232, unstoppable. Again, short yardage. As we know, as being a New York Giant football fan, you know the drill. There's nobody that's going to blaze no 4-2, 4-3. We're going to rock you for a good 2-3 yards that we need on short yardage. And when I say this kid, Ryan Nall, can do that for us, I believe he would be able to. That's my pick right there at 108. Ryan Nall.
Got his name. Thank you. I'm going to check his tape out. Appreciate that, Sarge.
Say again?
I'm going to go check his tape out. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's
you say
beast.
Brandon Jacobs, man, I'm instant fan. I'm bought in.
When you
right
see
away.
Him, you're going to be surprised. Like I said, he's not going to knock you out as far as getting down the field, you know, breaking or, you know, just going into a Beckham blaze. But when you say, yo, I need 2-3 yards from you at you know, 3rd and 2, 4th and 1, this kid can get it.
Yeah.
This kid can get
cool.
it.
Cool. All right. Thank you, Sarge. Ray is up with the 108th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft. And, Ray, you have selected?
I'm going to go with this kid because I really love this kid. Cedric Wilson, wide receiver out of Boise State. This kid is a threat in the end zone. He's a good route runner. You can put him deep. You can put him in the slant. It doesn't matter. He returns kickoffs and punt returns. He's a threat in the end zone. Listen, he can be a steal for us in the draft. You know what I'm saying? If we get him, I mean, because somebody got to replace Dwayne Harris. This kid, just put him in, just put him in the first year or two in special play and special teams. This kid is a home run. I'm telling you, everybody's sleeping on him because we got a deep wide receiver class this year. I understand that, but this kid can play. He can ball.
Okay. I believe you ain't going to get no argument out of me, Ray.
Chris.
Thank you, Big Dog. A Worm, pick number 108 in the 2018 NFL Draft is you. You're on the clock, sir.
I'm going to go Dominic Sanders, safety out of Georgia. Whoa. Good cover skills, ball hawk, you know, plays the ball well, breaks up passes, good tackler. The only knock is at times he's a little inconsistent on his tackling, but, you know, that can be worked with proper coaching in the NFL. So I'm going to give us some, you know, depth at safety and go with the kid from Georgia.
Got it. That's Worm, everybody. My personal pick at 108 in round 4 is Brandon Parker out of North Carolina A&T. I like him a lot. He's got good skill set. He's got the whole big package that you look for, you know, the height, the weight, and the length and everything. He can protect on the edge too. But, you know, the thing is very well, by the way. But the thing is, I also see Gettleman wanting at least 2 quote-unquote hog mollies in this draft. And so he's my second choice right there. He had a good showing at the Senior Bowl too, Robbie. Brandon Parker did. So and he put a nice week together. So I just really like what he was able to bring at that stage of his football career. 6'7", 303, good feet. That's a hog molly, and I kind of like where that's at. Steve Azul, with the 108th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, you have selected
Jeff Holland, outside linebacker, the War Eagles of Auburn University. All right.
Wow.
War
Eagles.
Trying to get you sacked.
War Eagles.
War Eagles.
Wow.
Man. You want somebody to get you sacked? This is your man. You want to see somebody disrupt offenses in the SEC West all season like this guy has? You want sacks? It may not come for your defensive lineman, but you could put him in pass rush situations. Outside linebacker Jeff Holland from the Auburn University War Eagle Tigers. Man, he's fast, man. Fast, athletic. Just a little undersized for, you know, for his size. I know I ain't worried about all that. I look at the tape. He can get around that edge. He can make quarterbacks sweat. I like him. He's not really good on or great in the pass coverage, but this is not why I make this pick, man. We need to get after the quarterback in 2018. Jeff Holland is our man at 108 in the fourth round. Jeff Holland from Auburn University.
Man, did you call that a what? Good deal, good deal. That's Steve Azul. All right. With the 139th pick in the fifth round, this is the last pick, ladies and gentlemen. This ought to be a fun round here coming up, man. We're going to start with Added Everything NYG. Robbie, what you got, bro, with the 139th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft?
Now, I promise you right here, I promise you, whoever gets this guy, I promise you, sleeper, and he's going to be in the league for a long time. And, Steve, let me get a back-to-back. Right here I am taking Daniel Carlson, kicker, Auburn University. Hey. We
wow.
don't have a kicker. We don't have a kicker.
No, we don't.
This
no, we don't.
Better ones to come out of the draft in a long time. I watched this guy kick the crap out of the football from way out and always make it. He was Mr. Automatic every time I was in there. Every time I was in the stadium, he made everyone cheer, man. That guy did not miss. It doesn't matter what the weather was, cold, warm, raining, storming. He does not miss. Incredible guy, incredible person off the field, great guy to talk to. Great guy to be around. This is a guy you want in your locker room, and I promise you, he's going to be in the league just like Sebastian Janikowski. Maybe not to his age, but I'm just saying, he is going to be in the league and be very consistent and want to stay on your team throughout. And there's a big, big bit of loyalty in that family. His brother is the new starting kicker for Auburn this year, coming right out. Right when he leaves, his brother comes in. It's loyalty, man. That's a family of loyalty, and I promise you, that's what they teach him over there in Auburn. Daniel Carlson, 100% a sleeper in this draft. Take him in the fifth round, and you do not look back, and he will kick you to victories. Let's get it. I love that pick.
And he has a New York Giant name. There's something about Daniel Carlson of the New York Giants.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
Sounds good. Wow. Okay. Wow. You know what? You curveballed me there, Rob. Wow. Okay. Cool. Cool. Sarge, you're up. Big Blue Atlanta. With the 139th pick of the NFL draft of 2018, Jack, I don't even know what year it is, you have selected?
Well, as you see here, I got a theme going on, and some of these guys you may think should be going in later rounds, but I believe in them, and they'll be dark horses as usual. But this kid comes out of North Dakota State, Nick DeLuca, 6'3", 245.
Believe it or not. Yes.
Say again?
Wow. What about DeLuca is it that you have
If you watch this kid play, he plays nonstop motor. Just like Chad Thomas.
Yeah.
Say again?
The one game against James Madison, the championship thing. I saw that.
Right. This kid is just like Chad Thomas out of Miami. Nonstop.
Wow.
We didn't have one inside linebacker that could cover a fly, let alone a tight end. Nick DeLuca can cover. He's just on the ball. Beautiful tackler. Will not miss a tackler. It's not the throwing the freaking arms, throwing your shoulders into him. This kid gets after it, and he makes tackles. His senior year alone, he made 74 tackles.
The kid was, what, eighth overall for North Dakota with over 300 tackles as far as within his entire career there. That's the one thing that may be a knock on him from other people is that, yes, it's North Dakota State. It might be a small program, but, again, when you got guys like Jesse Tuggle coming out of Fort Valley State, it don't matter where you play, what you do when you get on the field.
Absolutely.
So, like I said, I like this kid. Nasty. Absolutely. Again, we need more nasty players with this kid, Nick DeLuca. He's one, whoever gets him, we'll cover and we'll play sideline to sideline from whistle to whistle. That's all I got.
Cool. That's Sarge, everybody. Wow. Okay. With the 139th selection in the 2018 NFL Draft, Ray, you have selected?
Oh, man, if he could drop to the fifth round, we'd love to have this kid. His name is Dane Cruikshank, cornerback out of Arizona. This kid, 6'1", runs a 4.4, has excellent cover skills. He's athletic. He can tackle. He's explosive. Yeah, if he can drop to the fifth round, I would love to have this kid on my squad because you know what? Him next to Jack Rabbit, oh, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's shut down city, man. I'm telling you. So I got.
You know, I got to tell you, man, I thought I was the only one that knew that kid. No, because he came into the combine. No, he came into the combine and he was triply fast. Triply fast. That was the kid they were talking about with the 40 time until Saquon showed up.
Yup.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. Okay. He's a good sleeper corner. Okay.
Yep.
With the wow, that's a trip. With the 139th pick of the 2018 That Worm, you're up, man. With the 139th pick of the 2018 draft. Worm.
For me, it was a toss-up between two players, between two kickers. I'm going to go with the kicker from Florida, Eddie Pinero. Kid's got a nice leg, good distance, very consistent. You know, I think he's going to be in the league a long time, and I think it'll be, you know, a chance to really bring in a young leg that's got good distance, very consistent. And it was very clutch for Florida. So that's where I'm sitting at 139. And also, if I can give you my final thought real quick, because I gotta go check on one of these baseball games that I'm in charge of. Undrafted free agent out of the draft. I'm looking at Cameron Johnson, punter from the Ohio State. 46.7, you know, average, and he put out a longest punt of last season was a 70-yard punt. I don't remember what game it was, but those will be two people that will be able to help us on special teams flip the field for either our offense or our defense. And I'll leave it at that.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, Worm. Peace and love to you, bro. All right. That would be me coming up with my selection at the 139th pick of the draft. It's actually Worm's earlier selection is my fifth-round selection, and that's Dominique Sanders of Georgia. I love the guy. He was the sorry. I put him down for having sorry tackling back in maybe a year ago, and I don't know what happened. What he went to camp or whatever he did, and he came back with some fantastic cover skills. Great instincts on top of that. I like the fact that some teams are grading him late because that means he can drop down to us. He's just a real ball hawk. I think he would be a great compliment because he's a quick study and coachable, and he will work well with my man, and Landon. And so I think he would be a good pick there at 139. Steve Azul. With the 139th pick of the 2018 NFL Draft, you select?
You guys heard me say this guy's name last week. I'm surprised Ray didn't go this route, but I cannot allow him to fall knowing that as of right now, we do not have a pick after the fifth round. I cannot pass up on Jamil Demby out of Maine, man. This is pure New York football giant offensive lineman as it gets. We cannot pass up on this guy, especially with it being our last pick. I mean, I think for the most part, I look at the small things like, well, it's not really a small thing, but a four-year starter at Maine. He's huge, Chris. This guy's a monster. He's an ogre. He fits in an ogre. He's not an offensive lineman. He's an ogre, man. This guy's like 6'5", well over 300 pounds. He saw what he did and just throwing people around like Ray said last week. You got to go back and watch his tape and go dig up his tape, man. This guy, he's flinging people down. He's pretty much damn near doing frog splashes on them after he throws them down. I mean, this guy, he's a terror, man.
He's a wrestler.
He's very versatile. Here's the thing, though. He kind of reminds me, yeah, he basically is a wrestler in shoulder pads and a helmet. So look at it like this. Look at it like this. Because I like the fact, think of it like a David Deal type of guy, but just as mean. Maybe a little bit more mean streak than David Deal. If you need a guy to play tackle for a game or two and nobody's there to fill the void, Jamil Demby, I believe, is your guy. You could put him inside at guard. I'd definitely put him at right guard or even put him at left guard or at minimum, at worst. But tackle, that's where he played at all four years his collegiate career at the University of Maine. He's a monster, man. So you could have literally – you know, you have your outside tackles with Solder and, of course, Flowers and inside Omame and, of course, Demby and running with a Brett Jones. Maybe you find a center later on. Who knows what the Giants are actually going to do. But for at number 139 in the fifth round in the Giants' final pick of the NFL draft, the Giants, well, I will select Jamil Demby. Matter of fact, I will do a 40-yard sprint to the podium for this pick. That's how I got it.
Why is he in Maine, do you think, with that kind of potential? Is it the same thing like anyone else that would find in the smallest program?
I think what it comes down to, especially collegially on the basketball and the football level, times has changed, man. You do not have to go to these big schools to get notarized or go to these big schools to get recognition. I think a lot of these smaller schools are offering scholarship. Where, and you never know, maybe it just the kid likes the school, the academics, the program, the coach, maybe gets away from home. It's just different from the person. Every student is different. It's not the old days like in the 70s and the 80s. All the big linemen went to Ohio State and all they went to Michigan and Nebraska, like big traditional Big Ten schools. They're everywhere, man. And I think it's all about the football, the money, the economics of it. And I think a lot of these big guys over the years, let's say the last 15 years, they come at these mid-level schools, small mid-level schools, and have done fine, man. There's a lot of big guys that come from smaller schools, even the skilled wide receivers, cornerbacks. They come from other schools because maybe they got kicked off the team and went to a smaller school. That's kind of and probably defaulted that way. So that's the picks, man, on the stakeholder mock draft. Let's see. Let's get some final thoughts. From every stakeholder that has participated on this.
I love it.
Let's go ahead and let's go to Robbie and get his final thoughts, if he's still there, and then we go right down the line on his mock draft.
Rob, are you there, sir?
Yeah, guys, I'm going to head out real quick. I just want to leave you guys with some honorable mentions for me. Michael Gallup, wide receiver, Colorado State, like him a lot. Traquan Smith, wide receiver, UCF, and Big Boy. Big pick. This would be incredible if we could somehow get him later. You know what I mean? In a late trade up or something like that. It would be Michael Dixon, punter out of Texas. Great punter. Best in the nation voted. This guy would be a great pickup as well. New kicker and new punter. But I got to head out, guys. Great picks. Great show. I'll talk to you guys next week.
At Everything NYG. All right. That's my man, Robbie. Appreciate that. Sarge.
What up? Yeah, good show. It was definitely eye-opening and looking at a lot of these different picks. And as I put out, you know, half my list was from, as what Steve said, some of the smaller schools, some of the, you know, unnoticed schools. But, again, as I said about Jesse Tuggle, it doesn't matter where you play. It's what you do when you get on the field. That will definitely shine through. regardless for a lot of these guys, some of the rounds that they end up going in. But, yeah, definitely love this show. I'm looking forward to next week as well. Let's just get at it and see what Gavin does for us.
Yeah. All right. Sarge, Big Blue Atlanta. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate thank you for drafting, bro. Appreciate that. Not everybody know Ray's my man. Ray's bleed blue all the way around, up, down, through and through. Ray, man.
Hey, Steve. You know what? Because of the JPP trade, it messed me up. Because I had Jamil Demby in the sixth round, man. That's what messed me up, man. But I had him on my mock draft, too, man. Yo, that dude's 6'5", 320. And I seen his highlight. He was throwing dudes around like it was nothing to him. I was like, wow, that dude is a monster. Yes, yes. I like that kid. Yes.
Yeah, he. You know what? I got to see this kid. I haven't seen one bit of tape on him.
Hey, Chris, you need to watch film on him.
I will, because I need to see this guy. Because Steve said it last week. And I was like,
that dude's a monster. The dude's a monster.
Okay, I got to check this dude out. I already wrote the name down, man, because I got to find out. I got to see what y'all talking about.
Jamil Demby out of Maine.
He's
a
he's
monster.
He's the type of cat you want to go around with.
Ray, your final thoughts on the stakeholder mock draft?
Man, it was great, man. I had a ball, man. You know what, man? I thank y'all for giving me this platform to do this, man. You know, a couple weeks ago, I was messing with Steve. Like, you got homework for me? I got to do homework. He said, yo, Ray, listen, this is not a lazy talk show. This is not a lazy talk span show. You got to do your work. I'm like, bet. You know what? I had a ball, man. I'm glad I did it because now it makes me in debt. And now every time the draft come around every year, I'm going to be doing stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? So I make it funner. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I got, man. Thank you guys, man.
Oh, man. You know, you are the man. That's Ray, everybody.
KGY on Capo.
That's right. Capo.
Sir.
Yeah, man. You know, I got to tell you, Steve, this is one of the better shows that we've had in a long, long time. This was a lot of fun. You know, what I love is how cerebral the stakeholders are, man. You know, how they dig deep, man, and understand the nuances, not only of the players and their backgrounds, but just the integral part of the draft, man. Exactly where they fit, where, how, you know, because what you got to do is you got to put your thought process into this. Like, if, you know, what would you do as general manager, as player personnel cat? What would you do in this position? You know, you got the Bills in front of you and the Cowboys behind you, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And they do all of that. And that's what makes it really, really great to be a stakeholder. So I'm gonna leave it at that, man, and appreciate the fact that Robbie, Sarge, Ray, and Worm were able to participate with us today and do such a show. So Sangay Asul to you, bro.
Does your sister want to have a 2 cents on the final thoughts before I go ahead and weigh in?
Oh, well, let's see. baby love, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. It was very interesting, and I came in just as you were speaking, Steve, with Barkley, and I agree. And everyone else has some good thoughts, you know, because I don't follow the draft, but I understand what everyone is saying and everything, so I'm catching on really quick, really quick.
Okay, quick question that has something to do with the draft a little bit in a weird kind of sideways. Am I going to see you in June, lady?
Oh, yes, you will. I'll be there on the 26th.
Thank you. Just all I want to say, just leave it right there. Just leave it right there. That's all I need to know.
And I got to get up with Monica, too. We hanging out. I don't want to hear no mess out of you.
Okay, you ain't going to hear no mess. I just wanted to get that out of the way. But listen, your first pick would have been Saquon Barkley, you're saying, right?
Sad idea, because he's the one I hear everyone talking about. And everything. And I like what Steve was saying about, you know, those things
that
he
was on with that.
And a threat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah. And Steve, I want to echo something before we leave. I got to echo something that you just said on at the top of the show with your selection. You I know you'd like, as a general manager, to do other things and be persuasive enough to make trades and move your position around to acquire other quality players, but you can't pass on a cat like that, man. You just can't. And you put it eloquently, man, when you said, look,
yes,
this kind of, what did you say, transformable, once in a lifetime talent? I don't know exactly what you said.
Yeah,
but along those,
you know, he's good for the offensive line.
You got to grab
about
that cat, man. There's no other way, but I just wanted to put that in. All right, it's not going to suit you, Steve. Your show, bro.
Wow. For the stakeholders that are on the episode, at Everything NYG on Twitter, that will be Robbie. We'll see him on social media on Twitter later on in the week talking his draft. This was a great show. Shout outs to Robbie.
It was.
Shout outs to Sarge from Big Blue Crew of Atlanta. Shout outs to Sarge his picks. Great picks, man. I saw a lot of his picks, man. That was on my draft board, too. Shout outs to Ray. KGYR Capo, man. Shout outs to the Ray.
Capo.
Shout outs to the Worm as well on his picks. He actually was the only one who actually brought in the trade scenario to the draft.
Yeah.
Yourself, Chris, myself. A fun episode. Because next week, it's about what Dave Gettleman actually is going to do. So you can dub this episode part one with the stakeholders. This was more about the stakeholders. Mm-hmm. Next Thursday is actually what Dave Gettleman, Giants general manager, actually is going to do. So, oh man, it's been, man, you know what, I love these picks. You know what, Chris, you know what I love about this? I love these picks that all the stakeholders, Sarge had me thinking a lot on his rounds between 2 and 4, because I was conflicted on my own draft board, how I kind of pinpointed, because I kind of had the situation of assuming some of these guys got picked. And I was looking at it as the way Sarge kind of picked his players, because I thought some of his players would have been taken by then. That's kind of held back. Because I look,
you know what's
going
to have to happen? You know what the sad thing is? And I know Sarge is still listening. Sarge, I'm going to have to, you know, just by default, man, I'm afraid you twisted my arm, and I'm afraid you're going to have some Henny White when I see you next time, man. I'm sorry about that. That's just the way it goes, all right? Just so you know. Just so you know, I'm sorry. It's just, that's what we do. That's what we do here. And my sister will be sitting right there drinking as well. And Steve Azul will have to pour it down his throat.
Hey, yo, great picks. Next week we'll be back on. So, yo, everybody, man, you go to bleedblueshow.com. This episode is already on the website, bleedblueshow.com. If you have an iPhone or an Android device,
please,
you can always subscribe to the Bleed Blue Show, iTunes, Podcast Republic, tune in your Stitcher. Yes. This was a great show. I don't know any Giants show in the fan base right now who went this deep with their mock drafts the way
we
did it.
What's the Giants show? We the best. What's the Giants show? We the best. What Giants shows?
Yeah.
You listen to number one, everybody, Big Blue Roundtable. This is number one. If you don't know, Steve Azul just told you. BleedBlueShow.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google, Frontliners page. It's all there for the taking. Check out the archives. It's right there. All right, Steve Azul. All right, man.
Sangre
Azul, great show.
Blue.
Sangre Azul, Blue, Blue, everybody. Peace and love.
Yes, sir.
Can you dig it?
Peace and love, man.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.